Well, this is random, but I'm about to ask. Grandma? Grandmother? Where are you? Oh, man. Okay, well, my grandma's in the bathroom, you guys, but I just want to say welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been a little minute since I uploaded anything. It's been like since March or like the first week of April or something like that. And now today, it is June. I think today is June the 19th. June the 18th. Let me check, y'all. Let me check. Today is Juneteenth. June the 19th. You feel me? So, this is my grandmother. This is my paternal grandmother. I'm going to be asking her some questions about her starting of lineage. And stuff like that. Okay. Who named you?
I guess my mother.
Okay, do you know what your name means?
Not really.
Okay. Okay, let's figure it out together. All right, we're gonna figure this out together really quick. So for anyone who doesn't know what their name means, you have to go to names.org and then you type in your name.
Oh, okay.
And then you look it up. So it says it means seat of it might meaning wait, it might mean seat of bitterness or wished for child, beloved. Yeah, beloved. Long for child. Okay, so there's that. Do you have an earliest memory? And do you remember how old you were?
Don't know, 3 or 4.
Okay, what's your earliest memory? Let's start with happy memory first.
When you 3 or 4?
Yeah, or any memory. Just go with any memory.
I remember Dad used to put pennies on the dresser, or change on the dresser, and I used to play with the pennies.
Play with the pennies. Okay. Do you?
I remember the storm. There was a storm came through. It was real light and got real dark and windy and storm, and we went outside and then
Where did you live at the time?
Chicago.
Oh, you said you went outside and what?
There were tree branches everywhere. The cars were turned over. A car was like up in the tree.
Oh, do you remember what year that was?
I'm 3 or 4 years old. We took
How
off.
old are you? Okay, so are you?
55.
Okay, so you were
Probably 58,
six.
59.
Okay. Do you have any memories as a teenager? Favorite moment as a teenager.
Favorite moments as a teenager? Having your dad, I guess.
Good. I like that answer. How did you and Grandpa meet? Not Papa, I'm saying my dad's dad, Grandpa. Okay. How did you and Grandpa meet?
Was the lady who raised me.
Okay.
So they were like, Aunt Annie and Uncle Freddie, they was always over and whatnot.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies?
Hobbies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like swimming.
Okay.
I like
Hobbies and interests, I'm sorry.
crocheting and knitting, but I don't have the time to do that because I get too distracted.
Okay. Do you have a wait, go back a little bit. Do you have a love story with Grandpa?
Yeah, back then he was the love of my life.
Aw, Grandma.
People said it was infatuation, but
And
I was too young to know really.
so you met, how old were you when you met him?
Was young.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Seven?
Oh. So what are some of your pro also your childhood love?
No, he wasn't my childhood love because he was 7 years older than me.
Oh wow. Oh wow. Okay. So was he a pedo? A pedo? Filia?
Pedophile?
Yeah.
Probably nowadays, they probably would say, yeah.
Okay.
Having intercourse with an underage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think New York is, it's either 16 or 18 because I had to go to court to get married.
Okay. What are some of your proudest moments? Wait, how old are you right now? 67.
Hello, I'm 68.
66. Not yet. You said not yet, so you're 68? You're gonna be 69. Okay. Do you have any proudest moments?
Proudest moment.
Wait, you can't answer all the way in there because I don't know if they can hear you.
When my children were born.
When your children were born? Okay, what makes it a proud moment? What do you remember that makes it a really proud moment?
That what came out of me was in me, and I brought life into the world.
Powerful, Grandma. Okay.
It's amazing when you see that baby and you think back, wow, this was in me. And I even tried to take your dad and put him back in the fetal position from time to time to see exactly how he was
In your belly?
in such a small space here.
That's funny. That's so cute. Okay, so next one. Okay, so I have 16. We're only at question six, okay? What are some valuable life lessons you've learned that you'd like to pass on? Because you're a great grandmother, you have three great grandchildren. How does that make you feel, by the way, that you have three great grandchildren at 60 something? Well, I made your great grandma 62, huh?
Well,
61.
it gives me great joy because look, that's my life to see the great grandchildren.
Okay.
Where I've been and where I'm at is a big, big difference, and there's a lot of in between there, so I am blessed.
Okay. Okay, some
Matter of
next.
fact, my children and grandchildren and my great grandchildren are the joys of my life.
Great. Thank you. We appreciate you a lot. Yeah, I know. Patience, I don't know how you have, but okay, next one is the proudest. Oh no. So we did proudest moments. The next one is what are some valuable life lessons you learned that you'd like to pass on? Yeah, valuable life lessons. Can you give three? It could be anything.
Value life lessons. Value life lessons. I guess the most important one is not to hold on to things you have no control over.
Not to hold on to things you have no control over. Okay, you have one more?
That's one. What you said is two.
Yeah. Okay, you want to give three? Thank you.
Always extend grace and never try to harbor resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Or have regrets.
Mm-hmm.
That's two. And no matter what the circumstances is, always let love flow from your heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And of course, to have patience and to wait.
To have patience and to wait?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wait in God's time. I wait in God's time.
Is there any family traditions or favorite tradition that you've always enjoyed or wanted?
I don't think we think family traditions. I don't know. Together as a family.
For like holidays or just randoms?
It's,
random time.
Yeah, random time, be it holidays, birthdays, you know, whenever the opportunity and you can spend time with your family to enjoy them. Yeah. I would say that, even though, you know, family events don't always turn out.
The best.
Pleasant.
Yeah, family events aren't always pleasant.
You
but
know, and I would say holidays, but I can't say holidays because, you know.
Yeah, I always.
We have a lot of loss on holiday time.
Yeah.
So even though it's a jovial time for a lot of people, for us, we could either remember the good times or be melancholy about the loss.
Yeah.
But if you know Christ, you know where to put all those things. So it doesn't become a sad
time
of the year.
Okay. What were your dreams and aspirations when you were younger?
I guess I had aspirations to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And I had what was the other word you used?
Dreams.
I did have dreams of becoming an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the one that's most important, to be the best mother I could be to my children.
Okay. Those are good. So why didn't you become a nurse or a child?
Because it throughout my life, I've helped care for so many different people.
Yeah, you did.
And I decided I wasn't going to change butts and might poop in the hospital. And then as I got older, they started talking about changing the job description of
the curriculum.
No.
Job description?
I say nurse's assistant. CNAs, oh. LPNs, which they don't have anymore.
They have LPNs.
They still have LPNs?
Yeah.
And RNs. However, if I had the support and push and somebody there who really knew what my desires were, I, you know, more support. I probably could have been an attorney and went to. But early marriage and being a childhood mother, all that kind of diminished those desires.
How has the world changed since you were growing up?
The world has changed because it's become it's more disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
It's less compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no grace or mercy extended.
Mm-hmm.
As needed, and we all need it. Each and every person needs it, because we don't know what our stripes are and what paths we walk. So on a given day, right, if you're mm-hmm. experiencing something and I encounter you and I happen to get some negativity, I have to stop and I have to think and I have to process, are you having a bad day and it's just coming out on me?
Mm-hmm.
So to react to that negativity is it's not good for the next person. They may not like it, they may not receive it well, but you've done your part.
I don't remember what. Okay, so. Do you notice anything with, like, the economical aspect of how the world changed?
Yeah, economically it's changed because it's more green. You know, it's more, I think, narcissism. And greed. There's two boiled eggs in there already that I bought yesterday, because the other, I ate as many as I could from the ones you boiled.
All right, just press resume. So what were you saying? Economically, do you feel
things have changed because of narcissism and greed?
Okay. Economically?
That's the motivator.
So you don't, so
as far as me, or you're talking about generally, economically it's
like gas prices, rent.
Economically it's more difficult. It's a real strife now, economically. Not even the average person, you know, to try to make it in this world because of greed and narcissism. People may not agree, but
mm-hmm.
what motivates is the trendsetter, it's the mindset.
Can you share any funny or memorable family, like short amusing stories about an incident? Something that's funny? Or memorable? Okay. Okay, is there any advice that you would give to your younger self?
That's a hard one right there. Hey, go back to that one too.
Okay. Do you have any interesting travel stories?
Interesting travel stories.
Mm-hmm.
Traveled to Cancun, got off the plane, and everybody had an AK-15. That was interesting to me.
Why do they have that?
Because we was in Mexico.
Oh,
And it was
Mexico's a
packed up.
dangerous place, huh?
Well, yeah, because the cartels are down
Yeah.
there. And back then, everybody was trying to keep the cartels from introducing drugs into their country. And they didn't want people coming over there taking their drugs either. But yeah.
That's the only place you've ever been? Was the Cancun?
It's outside the United States, yeah.
Did you have any hopes and dreams for your children?
Yeah, to be successful at whatever they chose as a career or their endeavors. Yeah, and my other dreams was to have a big house and everybody can have their own part of the house like the rich people do.
Yeah.
Like you live in, this is all your quarters. This is all my quarters, where I don't have to be personally involved in your comings and goings to know that you have somewhere always to go and live, someplace secure.
No, just
That is a dream. That's always still a dream.
What, a family compound?
That's what she's saying. That's me.
I'm not really
wanted.
Grandma, you. Yes, please. You could have been bought some land.
Come on, we're doing my podcast. You're interrupting. All right.
I thought about doing a podcast, but I didn't know if I wanted to be obligated to that.
Do you see any similarities in communication or relation you had with your children that you see between me and my parents or my cousins and their parents?
Say that again.
Do you see any similarities in communication or relation you had with your children that you see between me and my parents?
Yes. It's in there. Here. Nine. Here. I seen that there, but this is where the pearl is because it comes out of the
All
bag.
right.
So you have, don't open the bag until you locate the pearl.
Just taking a quick break, y'all.
Yeah, those are different.
Okay, back to scheduled programming.
Yeah, repeat that again.
Do you see any similarities in communication, relationship that you had with your children that you see between me and my parents? Or any of my cousins and their parents.
Some similarities, yes.
Can you say what they are? Or you don't want to?
Similarities.
Just fight a little bathroom and it's coming.
Similarities.
Similarities is the all of you teach, try to teach your children in the manner that you all been taught, boys' morals and respect and honor. I find that our children is a little bit harder on their children than we were, even though we were stern.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, you're saying we're harder on our children?
No, your parents.
So?
Our children.
Okay.
Our children are harder and more lenient.
Oh.
With their children, they were in a different manner.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Example. Things as we as parents to our children, let our children have freedom in.
Mm-hmm.
To explore, as long as they're safe and not hurting themselves, we allow them to do. Our children, I don't think allow their children to be as free. They're more protective.
Really?
Yeah. And they're more. You don't. There's certain freedoms, but then in today's world. You don't allow them freedoms because the world and the carefreeness of the world is not like it once was.
So you're saying my mom and my dad are more
sterner than we were to their children than we were to ours. Yeah. But they're your parents, so you have no choice but to support what they want.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what you do. I mean, we may not see logic in it, or see that they're being a little too overprotective, but and then they'll be quick to say these are my children.
Yeah.
And the difference is our children won't explain to their children in discipline, when they're disciplining them, mm-hmm. as to why they should or should not do what they do. Whereas we as parents to our children taught them that. I mean, there was a lot of abusiveness, I'm not going to say that, right, for his fathers to their children.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's an era of a lot of drugs and alcoholism. Through every generation is alcoholism.
You think it's a bad thing?
It's a bad thing because the children suffer, because the parents, most alcoholic people are abusive.
Okay. Do you think it's a bad thing that you said that your children are more strict. Are more strict on their children.
Yeah.
So, you're saying, while you're saying that, are you saying that in a negative, like in a bad way, or is that a bad thing, or do you think it's just, I feel like my parents raised me on flight or fight.
Kind of, yeah, because even though they were more I don't want to say stern. Your parents didn't allow you to do a lot of things because they had things they wanted to achieve themselves. You know, and with children, you need time and patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Your parents did good. You know, it's just that as children, you know, they don't always follow their parents' advice or guidance once they get to a certain age. So.
Do you think this generation is different when it comes to, like...
Yes, it's different. It's different for the simple fact your perceptions about life and how to maneuver through it is different, right? There's a lot of materialism in this world that's neither... I'm going to say profitable. It's profitable, but you don't really get the prosperity from it, if you understand what I mean.
No. It's profitable, but you don't get the prosperity from it?
Yeah. I mean, you can get what you want for it, but prosperity makes you grow. It blesses you with more.
Yeah.
Right? Even though you profited from it in the future, whatever you profited from, did that secure something in your future?
Oh my gosh.
Will you prosper from it? That's prosperity.
Yeah.
You know, and no, because they want everything here and now and extended here and now, and the perspective and logic they have about today's world, right, is on
based on
a materialistic value.
Yeah.
And it's on a physical value. Right? And it's on that concept. If I can't see it or touch it, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Right? So as it diminishes faith, it diminishes the extension of grace. It diminishes the compassion you need to have mercy. Right? And it diminishes the capacity for you to have empathy for your fellow person. And those are qualities that are needed to move forward and to help another human being. And to help another human being, which is what God has us all here for, to help each other, right? You know, you don't have time for that. You know, you'd rather kick them to the curb and step on them. Let me just reach your hand down and help them up.
Yeah. Are you saying like a partner as in like, or a fellow? You said a fellow. Like a partner, like a life being. Partner or just anybody?
Anybody. Okay. Another person, another human being. You know, as far as a mate, a soulmate, a partner. You can start out here, right? But your goal is to end up here. And you have to kind of move together. If you don't move together to be up here, right, you get stagnated or you start moving
away.
And now you're no longer on the same page.
Yeah.
Right? So when you're here, right, before you start to move away on the same page, what's missing in your generation is the communication skills. The wisdom of game, you have to communicate, and you do have to communicate definitely when you're being intimate. No, you do. It does, you learn that. You know, because men are very selfish. They're very, very selfish.
You're right.
They're about themselves and how would you.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you are somewhat inhibited or you're starting to blossom out where you don't want to be inhibited, certain things you may want done, a certain action may enter into some men. Hold that against you and treat it in a negative manner. Or make fun of you. Right? But all the stuff they want done, oh, you're supposed to engage in it. You know, some stuff is like, no, I don't feel comfortable.
And I don't, you know, you feel like you've been taken advantage of and you're just being used.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're not going there.
Yeah.
Right. And what that make them do, they become spiteful because they can't get what they want.
Oh my gosh.
Right. But communication.
That hurts. Whisker, stop.
Communication. When you get to this level, before you go apart,
mm-hmm.
whatever is starting to break down, and most of the time, the major thing that breaks down any relationship is finances. Right? So, as one female to another female, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which females have to learn, not only females, but the society. You know, and it's a built-in. It's built in from the culture that we were brought up in, white man's culture, right? Mm-hmm. You know, codependency. You don't know you have a codependency, but it just grows into a relationship because they have to, okay, I'll work, I'll take care of the kids, you stay home, right? So that's what you depend upon. You come to find out, oh, they're doing their own thing and your kids ain't being... Your home isn't being satisfied domestically
mm-hmm.
and provided for as parents,
right? Right?
So, and then you as the female with these kids, if that man goes out the door today or tomorrow and you don't see him no more, you're the one there with them kids, them bills, and their mouths to feed. So you learn to start saving for yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? Doing. Taking care of what you have control over. So whenever that day comes, if you get tired of that crap they put down and you want to step, you know, you've got some resources.
So are you saying like this, that whole type of routine thing started from slave days?
It can start from slave days because the slaves, they were tribes. Slaves had families. They were responsible people.
Mm-hmm.
They provided money for their families and their tribes. What happened?
Once you get there and the breakdown starts, what?
Once you get to the same level before you all start to go in different paths off the page, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have communication and discuss. Even though you don't want to discuss, right? Because you don't want the other, you know how the other person is going to feel and take it. You still need to discuss it
mm-hmm.
because people don't like change and they don't want change. They want things to go as they are.
Yeah.
So when there's a change, that means you discuss whatever the issues are and you try to come to a compromise. And that compromise keeps you moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't, I don't want to talk about it. You leave me alone or, you know, try to make the other person feel like they're crazy. They done lost their mind when they notice it. I don't know where the bobo is. Would you know where you last had it? Would you like another bobo?
The in the house.
It's in the house? Okay. I'll be right back.
So I just want to say, while we're on a quick break, that I know it's been a lot of background noise and things like that and a lot of, excuse me, interruptions. I keep trying to, you know, be into the conversation and I'm in the conversation as much as I can, but at this point since it's taken a different direction, I'm just gonna let it, the conversation, play out how it's gonna play out. I think it is pretty interesting to like hear a perspective of a grandparent, and I believe that since she sees like different generations now, that she has a her perspective can be of value, so I want to be able to share this with you guys. But when she comes back, I will resume this podcast. Thank you. So you think communication skills are important?
Important.
I think communication skills are important too, but I mean, there's no but.
Some people don't know how to communicate. Some people are afraid to communicate with the next person because they know the next person is not going to perceive it like they're trying to. They'll take it out of context and they won't receive it like they're trying to send the message.
Yeah.
Right? And when you have that fear that you can't communicate with the person you're in relationship with or your family members, because you have fear of what their response is going to be, you may have feel shame, you may feel guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And people, me included, nobody likes some of their characteristics of their personality
to be shown
to the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's negative. Right? None mm-hmm. of us do. You know? Some people have better skills at controlling, at self-control than others.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Self-control and self-discipline, you have to teach and learn. You have to use the tools to, but if, you know, you're arguing and fighting, it's just like, why you don't get upset if somebody calls you a bitch? Never have. They don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not a bitch, so why am I going to give in to that and respond to it? Right? You know, they're the ignorant person. Once I give in and respond and have interaction with somebody calling me that, then I'm now engaged.
Yeah.
And once that engagement starts, it's no telling where it's going to lead and go. So to avoid all that, you don't know me, I don't know you. If that makes you feel better to call me all them names, fine. But I know who I am.
Right. Okay, so
lack of communication is missing in this day and times. A lot is missing in this day and time. Respect, lack of communication, like I said, compassion, empathy, grace, mercy, you mm-hmm. know. They can be taught and they can be learned, both at the same time.
Okay. Similar, do you see any similarities in communication relationships here?
And another thing, children, parents,
mm-hmm.
nowadays, are not involved enough with their children to learn who their children are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, if children behave one way at home, and they can behave differently at school or away from home.
Right.
And unless you know your child and you know what their traits are and how their behavior patterns run, then you're going, you depend on not my child. But you ignore them, and there's certain things that need to be corrected immediately. And it doesn't, so the child continues on, and then it's more in his control than your control. Because he didn't got away with it, and he thinks. And they, that is he, they think they can get away with it.
He's but, is that a similarity that you see, one of the similarities that you see in communication with? Any similarities in communication with your kids and with when the next generation's kids and their kids? Or no?
Between mother and children, their children, our grandchildren, with some parents, no. They don't pay enough attention to be able to with their children. You know, to be alert to certain things that they see and hear, to have an idea what the children may be involved with or whom they associated with.
Mm-hmm.
Like nowadays, you know, I can ask them, and now they're not coming up. Sally's my friend. Hi, she got family. When we came up, and we taught our children that, you don't let your kids go to everybody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You definitely don't let them spend the night.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know a little bit about family background. Father what the mother, father does, what the brother and sisters do. Because association, even though they're not your friends, it's an association there. right, that you don't want your child involved in.
Okay. I don't know if you want to talk about this, but is there anything, this is the last question. This is like the last question, but there's three parts to it. Four parts to it. So the first part is there anything traumatic that has happened to you that has affected you? Is that too personal?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Anything traumatic?
And what's the next part of the question?
Something you may need to heal from that you have already or have not yet.
I guess what was traumatic. Yeah, the most traumatic thing probably happened to me as I started. When I started smoking crack.
What made you start?
What made me stop?
Start. What you said when you started smoking crack.
Being left at home with the kids and by myself.
How old were you?
And I guess probably more or less finding out that Papa had a child.
So when you found out Papa had a child, was that like when you were using or after? Or before, or did is that what led you to start using?
I can't tell you what led me to start using. I've always smoked weed, so.
Okay. Did somebody give it to you?
No, something different to try. No, nobody gave it to me. I got it myself. So that lasted a little bit, and I got tired of the feeling. I got tired of not being there for my children. Right? And I just got tired of it. You know, you cried your last tears from marriage going south. You cried your last tears from your husband having a child with somebody else in your marriage. Right? You cried your last tears for people trying to make you believe that you're crazy, that it's you, when that's what they want you to believe, to continue doing what they need to do to validate their reasons to do it, right? And I guess having that feeling that you say you love me, but you don't care for me. You could love me all you want, but if you don't care for me, then there's so much love you have for me, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's a difference. There's a difference. Right, so. Yeah, all of those things are traumatic. Because it's a time when your kids are moving away. They're finding relationships and moving away all on their own. Right? You don't have a communication with your spouse who you're supposed to raise your kids and spend the rest of your life with and span the world and stuff like that, you know. if that's a if that counts as a dream, aspiration, or whatever. But you know, the thoughts of, you know, you done your job, your kids are off, they got families of your own, now it's time to really enjoy life with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, so. It changes your perspective. You grow wiser from it.
So you feel like you healed from it?
Yeah, I'm healed from it.
You know, okay.
It overwhelmed me for a great many years.
What did?
All of it.
Oh.
You know, being in that state of mind, being in those situations, I got tired of it overwhelming me. I got tired of having headaches. I got tired of trying to go cop somewhere. Right? You get tired of all that and you look and you say, no, this isn't life. And what I recognized was, I was bringing, I wasn't losing my life, and that's what people fail to understand. Things don't take away your life. They bring down the quality of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't have nothing to live for. I don't have a life. No, as long as you got breath in your body, you have a life. It's the quality of that life that you choose to have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, when I recognize my quality of life is just steady diminishing, and that's not me. None of this is me, right? And I had to stop and do some soul searching and figure out where I'm at, where am I going, and why am I going there, right? Back again to think about my children. I can't be a good mother or a parent if I'm not strong and here for my children. So that was the inspiration. That's the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And can't nobody rehabilitate you but you having the will to want to be rehabilitated.
Is he serious right now?
Yeah, he's very serious. So rehabilitation from anything comes from within. You have to start with yourself.
Bro, this cat is so serious right now.
Why are you petting him?
Whiskers, you're throwing me off, boy. Stop. I was gonna ask you something else when you said that. Because when you said that, it made me think of,
quality of life?
Yeah, when, like, your kids, like, branch off and, like, start their, like, when you launch them into the world and stuff and they are basically on their own. Is that time period like is it sad or emotional or is it like bittersweet?
When they leave?
Yeah.
When they leave the nest?
Yeah.
Your dad didn't leave the nest. What are you talking about?
I'm saying.
What did your dad didn't
I'm
leave
saying.
The, I left. I moved away from your dad. I mean, I missed all the girlfriends. You know, before you started having all these different girlfriends. And like I was saying, I think Phyllis and I was talking about it. We was trying to figure out who was the last black girlfriend he had. And it was Angie. So, other than that, you know, they didn't, I mean, he's moved with them. And but Dorian was always, Dorian.
Was always doing his own thing?
No. As far as memories, I guess, regrettable memories, it always saddened me. Dorian couldn't be around for the main event because he was incarcerated.
Oh. That bothered you?
Yeah, that did bother me. You know?
What about it bothered you? Like
that he didn't have his freedom and that he didn't listen. And Dorian is a person, he'll do what he want to do.
Like, he didn't listen to your wife's teachings.
Well, he'll do it regardless to the consequences. He could always take a consequence.
Oh. It was like a challenge for him.
Well, you know, your daughter's really no different from Dorian, from what I see, as far as intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's very intelligent on a different level. Mm-hmm. Now, on, they didn't want to put him in a higher grade because they thought the older, mature kids socially would be too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Academically, he could have hung it. He was 2 years above his grade, academically. Right? But if you don't have the resources to put your children in the programs while you work to challenge, to have a challenging structure,
mm-hmm.
because they get bored. Bella does get bored a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bella asks questions like, where does she think they ask that question from?
Like what?
She asks questions that's like, she goes beyond. Right? The things that you wouldn't think somebody, I won't say it when we get there. But when she asks another one, I'll let you know. But, yeah.
Stop digging nails into me.
About some of the questions that she asks. But it's just that Phyllis was, she's a protective person.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad and your uncle, they always was together. Everybody see one, they see the other. Or they see one without the other, the first thing they'll ask, man, where your brother? Because we're always together,
mm-hmm.
right? So
whispers.
They got along for the most part, but when they fought, they fought. Stop! Stop! No, stop! No, stop!
You're being mean.
Stop! No, 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 no.
He's doing it on purpose. Every time
I know.
Every time
that's
what
he does.
He goes.
And then he wants to. He just wants you to pet his paw. They just pet my paw. They just. And don't get happy. Don't get so happy and put them claws out. When he gets happy, it's when the claws come out. Mm.
You're like a little lion. You know that? Okay, well, that was pretty interesting. That was pretty interesting.
Ouch. I've always been me, myself, kind of a loner, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
because you want to?
No, that was, I was always a wallflower. I was shy.
Mm-hmm.
A shy person coming up, wallflower. And then as I grew older, well, corrections taught me a lot. You know,
about what?
About life and my perceptions about life and coming up. And,
my dad told me that actually. But finish what you're gonna say.
That men aren't really perverted. They have perversions. Right? I used to think all men were perverted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I used to think all older men, they're just nasty old men. if you can get what I'm saying, some older men can say some things that young men don't, that it's like,
wow, why is that even coming out of your mouth?
Slap them in their face or punch them in their face.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The younger people, they're so explicit to me that they're just being ignorant. You know, they're not being respectful, you know, and they don't dignify the female. But the females help it that way because they don't dignify themselves.
Yeah.
So over the years, you learn, I learned that, and the more involved, I became a union rep at job for the union at work, right? So I did, you know, travel for the union and stuff, and as years went by, I became more extroverted. You know. But one thing I've always did, if it was something I was involved with, where I had have a challenge with somebody as far as work and rules, I've always done research. No matter what I challenge you with, I always make sure that I know what I'm saying and I'm right. because you ain't gonna shove what you want just down my throat because you think I'm stupid and I don't know. And that's what this society do. They shove stuff at you and they think you're ignorant until you know. And social media is not always positive. You know, they don't always, so you have to go beyond what society does, you know. They brainwash you. They start brainwashing you so you can think the way they want you to think, and that sets, that gives you a mindset. Once you get the mindset on the way they want you to think, then that's a certain amount of control. If you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So now you they have you thinking the way, and that's the same thing that the phone does. It keeps all this stuff popping up on it to keep you engaged, you know, to get your mind set in a certain way. Like, oh, I see that. I want that. You may want it. You may not afford it, but you want it. You don't need it, but you want it. And then the engagement, the more you stay engaged, the more desire you have to want it, and you end up getting it, right? Not that you can afford it, mind you, but that you want it. And that's what the whole concept of it is, to get you to want it so you can buy it. Once you buy it, that's it. You know, so you have to be mindful. And that's why right now, in this day and time, you cannot be down here and deal with the flesh on this realm. You have to be in the spirit. Because this is the devil's domain. So, and the younger people, if you listen to them and you listen to the perspective that they have about the white man and what the government is doing, y'all don't understand. It is all the adversary.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the things he have control of that he's using to entice you, to tempt you, to keep you distracted. So he can gain some type of control over you. That means the foothold. Once he gets a foothold, and it starts with the anger, because it's personal, 9 times out of 10, it's about somebody you love or know.
Anger?
Yeah. It's not at a random person. So if he gets a foothold, keeps that anger going, keeps the resentment there. The resentment turns to anger. The anger turns to rage. And once you have rage, the adversary is in full effect. Because one act in that rage can change your life tremendously.
Mm-hmm. And just like, I feel like your perspective too.
Yeah. You know, because now you're caught up.
In that headspace, and then it's like.
Yeah, you're caught up, and now you're seeing the world from a different perspective, from a different angle.
Yeah.
You think it's unfair, it shouldn't be happening to you, but then that's on a whole nother level. But if you paid attention, if you use some common sense and logic, because we can forget about common sense, people don't have it, and I'm throwing logic with that too, because you can have logic without common sense, but they don't have common sense, they don't have logic, they don't have the ability to reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just become angry or, I don't even know, I won't say angry. They just want to be, yeah, but they want to be more powerful. And
yeah.
When you have the weapons, you feel that you're more powerful because you have the weapon, because you have the ability to create a good deal of harm to another person. And it's like, now take that, now what you got to say.
Yeah.
That didn't resolve anything.
Yeah.
Right? So now you're on the run. Well, people looking for you, right? And you never ever want to go to jail in your life. I'm telling you. Not ever. It is no place to be. There's more that go on in jail than goes out in the free world. You have more access to illegal things in jail than you have outside in the free world. Right? It's, you studying law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come to a part where it probably may tell you about, you know, institutions that are, jail is not a natural environment,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's an enclosed environment. You don't have freedoms, right? It's a unnatural, controlled environment. Even though corrections only have, we just there to make sure they don't escape, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't control their behavior. You can to a certain extent, but you can't. It's always more of them than it is of you. There's always more people watching you than you can watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's always schemes, mind manipulation, right? Rape, right? Illegal activities, death, stabbings.
In jail?
Yes, in jail. You know? A person who has power in jail has probably a gang. There are more gangs in jail than probably out on the street. So when you go to jail, you know, they run up on you, they want to control you. You mm-hmm. have to, it takes a lot to try to stay to yourself. After a while, they'll start respecting you and they'll leave you alone. You know, I mean, there may be some battles that you may have to go through to prove I ain't with this. I ain't rocking with you. Leave me alone. And it eventually come about, but, you know, people want you to prove that.
Yeah.
You know. And the way you are, they will think, oh, that bitch thinks she's too good for everybody else. Look it up. She thinks she better. Number one, your hair's against you. Your looks are against you. And your height and size is probably going to be against you. And all of it is envy. It's all envy.
I wouldn't work in out of jail. That's why I don't want to work there. I considered it, but mm-mm.
I mean, I chose jail over the police officer and over housing officer, because at that time they were setting up housing officers and shooting them, and for police officers, right?
Mhm.
I know why perpetrators get beat up by cops. Almost caught you. You took off and ran on me. I got to run behind you. I got a gun. I had a billy. You had a stick then. Mm-hmm. Right? You have that utility belt with all that weight on you, and you got to run and climb fences and jump cars or crawl. You're going to get your ass kicked when I catch up with you. I'm tired. Then I got to go write a report? Yeah, no, I ain't running behind nobody. I ain't running with all that stuff. I'm not. It's good to stay physically fit. You're going to have to stay physically fit if you're an officer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the agility of part of your job description requires that you be in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And most part, like officers, they don't encounter what you see on the news. A lot of cops never have to draw their gun. But now being the world is changing, people don't have that respect.
Mm-hmm.
They'll call you, but they won't give you the room to carry out your duty. Somewhere along the way, a negative engagement will start. And 9 times out of 10, like they say, most people are harmed by people they know. Domestic violence is the most volatile.
Yeah, I'm actually learning about that right now.
You know, it is the most volatile. So it's that's why, you know, you with somebody, you learn, you got all your stuff, you know, like that's why I really don't like Jennifer Lopez, but I like her as an actress. You know, that movie Enough.
Mm-hmm.
I like her in that movie. You know? And that's the prime example of how men treat females, and how you're supposed to, I'm not subservient to you. I'm not succumbing to you. You know, you go out there and screw Sally and everybody else and come back here and want all this from me. No, but white people, for the most part, they do all that. But you know what? The households are never in need. The kids don't need food. The wife, she getting her nails, toes, and hair done. She going out with a friend. She doesn't have that restriction, right? When you have jealousy in a relationship, it's controlling. The person who is jealous want to control,
mm-hmm.
right? And they are paranoid. And they react on their paranoia. Oh, you screwing down Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know? Either it can get physical, or you become very restrictive, or it's things you want to do. They said, like, I didn't get into makeup and stuff, thank God, I didn't want to, but I didn't get into simple fact. I started making my face just a female thing, you know? And now I have to listen to your grandpa. We fucking. No, we stopped at a light. And you looking around, you stopped at a light, you're just looking around. This car pull up, you happen to look up. You fucking him too, you know him?
Grandpa?
Yeah. You go out to the store.
Not Papa, Grandpa.
Yeah. You go out to the store, right? And it's 3 blocks away. You gotta go down the street, turn the corner, go around the, and go up to the next corner, get to the avenue. As soon as you turn the corner to the next street, who you walking to but him? He's following you.
That's scary.
You know, then you're going along, going down the blinds and shades and keeping it dark because she thinks somebody's looking at.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's yeah.
Well.
You be careful. And men are very dangerous. They'll tell you everything you want to hear to sway you, to swarm you, right? But always get to know the person. Try, never, just mm-hmm. to jump in bed with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could drop you quicker than you drop them, because they didn't got what they wanted.
Yep.
And been they there. Talk about females worse than females talk about gossip. Men are the worst gossipers.
Oh, I know. I have a lot of
men. Not only that, men will degrade you, right? They will be very condescending to you for the simple fact they did not get what they want from you, and they could not have their way with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, very spiteful. Difference between men and women? Females are vengeful. They are laying wait. They're scheming, laying wait.
I feel like women are just as abusive, though.
Yes, they are. It's both ways. You got that right nowadays. You got females who molest their male children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got females who, and a hard female is rough. They give a man a hard time to go.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you take pride in your body. And you have the people, you let them know, I am a lady. You respect me as a lady. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, well, I'm a woman. You respect me as a woman. I can be a lady. You know, there's a difference between a lady. We're all women. But everybody's not a lady. And you want to be treated like a lady.
Right. Well, I definitely want to be treated like a lady. So, I thank you a lot for answering my questions.
Because
I've been wanting to do this for a really long time.
Well, I don't know if it's to give you insight or to help you think further or other things, but...
Well, those are just my grandparents. Those are the questions for my grandparents and my parents and my siblings. Well, my sibling. Because I can't really ask Adrian about these questions because he's only with a certain portion of his life. But
well, you can ask him.
I can't ask my brother.
Up until a certain point.
Well, he's not a teenager yet.
No.
He's still in his childhood. These are more basically like...
Older.
Yeah, for older generation, because it's like more so traditions, moments from your childhood, stuff like that. But I thank you, Grandma, so much.
Do you think we have traditions that we carry on?
I wish we did. Like, I wish we had, like the family would just, like, all come together on Christmas and Thanksgiving and, like,
yeah, well,
share gifts or do, like, grab bag, which means like it's like a game, like a Christmas game where everybody brings where everybody who
I know the grab bag and
everybody brings
the,
yeah
the option. If you don't like it, you can exchange it, have an open exchange with if they want to give up the gift they got in the grab bag.
Playing card games.
$20.
Playing card games, dancing.
Well, we did all that when younger.
Yeah, but it still needs to go. I think it should still go on and on.
It does, but and when you try to do that, you have to remember.
Consider it all the drama?
No, not consider all the drama. It's consider what you desire, and the reason why you desire it may not materialize because when your kids get older, they get a social life, and they're not obligated to go hang out with their parents anymore or go do family things. They want to do things on their own with their friends. So, and if you grew close together with your cousins and siblings, whatnot, when they get older, you miss the relationship you had growing up. And you look for that again, and it just doesn't come back to that part.
Yeah, learned that a couple years ago.
Yeah, so, and you gotta recognize if God is willing, right? He will provide a time we all will get back together again, but it's hard. Everybody's trying to make it as a young adult, and life isn't, you know, it's
the saying is life be lifing. No. That's the saying.
What we try to teach our children, right? You teach them the basics. The basic tools of life. This way, anything go on, they can maneuver their way through the difficulties. If you don't have the basics, right, then you can't maneuver through life because you don't know the tools. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to use. You don't know how to think. You know, you don't have nobody standing there giving it to you out of convenience. You ain't have nobody. You don't have a handicap no more. You have to do this all your own. And it's very frustrating, and it's very stressing. Not knowing what the next move is.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, you know, you have to stay in the spirit, you know, and it's not just when you need him. It's the everyday thing. Every day, every night thing. You know, he puts you through tests to see how you handle it. And certain things that are difficult that he lays on your shoulders, you have to give it back to him. Lord, I know you gave me this, and you probably think I'm capable, but I can't do this. You have to take this back. You know, or provide a different way for me to go about achieving what you want from it.
Well.
And people. Most people aren't worth crap, Corey. You know, you find somebody genuine, he may not have, you know, go through A to Z on your alphabet as far as what you want as a person, but we're all individuals, we're all independent, we all have our own things, so, you know, that person may not be able to give you or capable of giving you what you want on your list. So that's your compromise you have to make. If he has good qualities and he's he don't beat you, he don't hit you, he don't disrespect you, he don't verbally abuse you, he do provide for you, but until you really start living with people, you really don't know what their quirks and idiosyncrasies are. Habits.
Yeah.
Oh, the nigga farted. Well, don't you? If it stinks, just ask him if you got to pass gas in the bathroom. I mean, you know, it's, you can't degrade a person for things that happen naturally.
Yeah.
You know, to you and make fun of them. We all do it. It's a human function.
So I passed gas the other day in front of somebody that I'm getting to know. And it was so awkward. And I was just like, excuse me.
Yeah, you won't. They say you have flatulence.
And it was like
5 times a day.
It was like so horrible.
Your father got mad at Tracy.
Wait.
He was going with Tracy one day.
Who's Tracy?
Was sitting with Tracy. Tracy was one of his girlfriends.
She's black?
She just took her life.
Recently?
Yeah. Over the last, it could be 6 weeks by now. Yeah. Yeah, she couldn't. Dominic called me and asked me to call her because she said when she was around us all the time, we made her feel like family.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't feel like that at home. Well, we always made her feel welcome. And she became a correction officer because I was a corrections officer. I didn't know she was a corrections officer down south. But apparently the guy she married, he turned out to be a bum. I think he went to jail. He came out and he turned out to be a bum. And she had the kid. And she was, you know, trying to support the husband and raise the kid and do her job. And it got overbearing for her, so she started to use substance abuse. And she was communicating with your dad. And she told your dad she didn't like it. And she wanted to stop, but she did like the feeling. She liked it, right? But she didn't really want to do it. So, but apparently she couldn't stop. And her mother became an alcoholic. Margaret became an alcoholic. And she just couldn't, it was too much for her. So I guess she, I don't know if she gave herself a hype shot or she just took more than what she normally takes, but she OD'd. So, but yeah, when they were girlfriend and boyfriend, she was sitting on his lap and she happened to pass gas. And your father was so distraught by that. Well, Dominic, it happens. It can happen with a movement. You don't even have to feel the gas coming. And you could twist or move and the gas is there. So, I mean, you know, it's that, well, the one have to go in the bathroom. You have to leave the house when you go to the bathroom. If you went to the bathroom right there at the door when you come to the house.
Right, well, I'm going to end this. I want you to say one last anything, one last lesson or a piece of advice that you could give to, like, people, like, in our age grade, our age range. Just one little piece of advice.
Love and trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Provide for yourself first before you reach out to try to help somebody else.
Okay.
Do not give over your power to another person.
Mm-hmm.
Retain it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you don't know how, learn how to. If you can, if you have issues that you have not resolved yourself and they are triggers for you, do some soul searching, right? If you don't want outside help, help yourself to identify what those issues are and work on in yourself. You might not like what you have to uncover to resolve the issue as to why.
I agree.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But learn what your issues are that trigger you, because mm-hmm. you holding them in is not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not healthy spiritually, it's not healthy mentally, and it's definitely not healthy physically.
Mm-hmm.
And your interactions with other, it will spill over onto.
Okay. Well, thank you, Grandma.
You're welcome.
yeah, thank
and
you
have
for
grace and mercy for others at all times.
And compassion.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you again.
You're welcome.
For, like, taking your time, because that was like a whole hour and a half.
It doesn't. What am I gonna do? What am I doing? I just gotta go dance.
So thank you for your perspective. I really
you're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
I appreciate you asking. Having enough faith and trust in me to figure I could answer them.
Yes.
Or that I would be truthful about it, that you could trust me.
Okay.
I don't have nothing to hide.
Well, I love you.
I love you more.
And I want to say thank you for all your support and your love and your patience and your compassion. And for always praying for your grandkids.
If everybody's playing this gets so long,
and
the whole walk.
Yeah.